Track 9, and we return to the news stories. Deadline to object looms. Around a dozen activists protested for 2 hours outside Newton Abbot railway station, lobbying passengers about the proposed closure of Newton Abbot ticket office and giving out leaflets calling on people to respond to the public consultation by September the 1st. Among them was Mike Poulston of Newton Abbot, who said, "I spoke with one of the ticket office staff during the protest. He reported that the three staff on duty were very busy from 9 a.m. till noon, with a long queue of families and children inquiring about aspects of travel and buying tickets and rail cards." The same member of staff described a medical emergency in the ticket office foyer just a couple of days ago, when a member of the public suffered a serious fit, requiring the area to be closed while staff provided attention and liaised with emergency services. Local RMT activist Lee Rundle, who organised the protest, said, "It's a case of looking after our local communities by keeping these ticket offices open. The offices provide a safe space for both staff and passengers because they know someone will be there. In my eyes, they're closing offices purely in the name of profits." He added, "A staff member who had just finished a shift as a train dispatcher informed me that there are apparently 9 out of the 22 staff currently employed at Newton Abbot earmarked for redundancy, and that the gate line or barrier staff will work reduced hours, which will encourage non-paying passengers out of hours." Local Lib Dem councillor Jackie Hook and Teignbridge parliamentary candidate Martin Wrigley were also present to support the protest.
Mattress dumper tells council they can stuff it. A Newton Abbot woman would like to kick the county council up the palliasse after being denied entry to the Newton Abbot recycling centre. Elaine Williams didn't take it lying down when she wanted to dispose of an unwanted mattress. Instead of leaving it out for the refuse collection, fearing it would be too large, she loaded it onto her shopping trolley named Little Nelly, and she tromped off all the way through the town centre to the local recycling centre in Brunel Road. However, once there, she found it was a case of turn round. "I got to the recycling centre and the guard at the gate said I couldn't take it through as I was on foot. There's a narrow footpath up to the gate and once you're in the centre, you can walk around if you are careful. But he denied me entry in no uncertain terms. He told me to take it away, but was so rude about it. I know where I wanted to stick it. I was absolutely furious after walking all that way. I didn't want to fly tip the mattress, which I no longer need. I thought I was being responsible. I can't drive myself, so now I'm going to have to go to the expense of finding someone to take it there in a car or van." The centre is managed by Devon County Council, and a spokesman said, "We're sorry that the lady has had problems disposing of her mattress. Unfortunately, the approach road to the recycling centre is a private road for all vehicles using the site, including heavy goods vehicles, and it's busy and does not have a pavement, which is why there's signage at the top indicating that there's no access for pedestrians. There are alternatives for people who don't have vehicles and who need to dispose of bulky waste. Their local district council will have a bulky waste collection service. Some retailers will remove old items when delivering new ones, and people often put items they don't want on sites like Freecycle or Gumtree or donate them to charity." Mrs. Williams responded, "Well, despite what they say, there is a footpath, but I thought the sign was to warn you to keep to it and not go in the road. The mattress was in no condition to donate and was only good for dumping. I've now had to rearrange for it to be taken by a family member who does have a vehicle. And there's a picture of Elaine on her way back home after a wasted trip to the tip, looking very fed up with her mattress."
Homeless man murdered his grandmother. A homeless man, now at Dawlish's Langdon Hospital, has been found guilty of murdering his grandmother in a savage knife attack at her home in Helston. Cameron Dancy Stevenson broke into the 62-year-old Alison Stevenson's home in the early hours of the morning and used a 20-centimetre bladed kitchen knife to attack her in her bed. He stabbed her so many times in the neck and throat, the pathologist was unable to count the wounds. Dancy Stevenson then left her dead and went downstairs to use her washing machine to clean his blood-soaked clothes. He then fled her home and left other members of the victim's family to find her the next morning when they could not contact her and began to worry about her welfare. Retired care home owner Mrs. Stevenson spent years trying to help her grandson after he developed mental illness and let him use her house during the COVID lockdowns because he was homeless and living in a tent. Their relationship broke down because of his irrational and violent behaviour, and by April 2021 she had banned him from her home and obtained a court order to keep him away from her. Dancy Stevenson killed her because she had reported him to the police for breaking the order in April 2021. He left a trail of forensic evidence which proved that he was the killer. Dancy Stevenson denied murder but was found guilty.
Drill night was of a particularly unique sort this week for Buckfast Lee's firefighters, who spent time on a farm with alpacas. A spokesman for the station said, "We cover incidents on farms and small holdings. We discuss the dangers and risks we might encounter. We discuss the types of animals we might come into contact with and how animals of different types will interact with humans in very different ways. We had the opportunity to get hands-on with some sheep and alpacas, practicing how we might be able to move them in an emergency scenario. Once completed, we put into action the steps we need to take to decontaminate ourselves following incidents of these types."
The festival, which helps local charities, more than £250,000 raised so far. Abfest is an annual family festival held this year from the 14th to the 17th of September at Fermoy's Garden Centre near Newton Abbot. Each year, the volunteers strive to make the festival even bigger and better, and we think 2023 won't disappoint you. Abfest doesn't like to be pigeonholed. This year, they are providing cookery demonstrations on Saturday and Sunday, craft stalls, street food, and over 13 live music acts. Local celebrities Anne Widdecombe and David Fitzgerald will be making an appearance. The festival features one of the finest beer and cider festivals in the area, with over 200 beers and ciders to choose from. Plus, with gin, wine and Pimm's, there's plenty to wet your whistle. And a key attraction is the free bus service between the site and Newton Abbot train station. The Thursday comedy night was introduced last year and proved so popular that the surgery team of comedians will be back again. While Sunday is a very much a family day, and as well as the usual craft stalls and live music this year, there'll be youth bands, an inter-pub tug-of-war contest, and an inflatable village. Also, this year's raffle is the biggest ever. Abfest started initially just to raise funds for Abbots Kerswell church repairs, but grew quickly and formed a charity. When the festival outgrew the local cricket ground, it was able to secure a field adjacent to Fermoy's Garden Centre, where it is held now. The charity is entirely run by volunteers with the objective of providing affordable community entertainment whilst raising money for good causes. Since it began, Abfest has raised over £250,000, the funds raised being dispersed to local charities. It now requires an army of volunteers organised by a committee and overseen by a group of trustees who ensure that the festival remains true to its objectives, all of whom give their time for free. And they're extremely grateful for their incredible support of their sponsors, without whom this couldn't happen. So, by attending Abfest, you can be assured of a good time in the knowledge that you are contributing to the local community. To find out more and buy tickets, please go to abfest.org.